While walking from my office, passing through to another part of our home, I hear my wife's music CDs playing. On many occasions, I hear the same song, obviously among Margaret's favorites. Now I find myself humming that song, which has become much more meaningful and even deeply etched into my mind and spirit. The song is, "Teach Us to Number Our Days." My wife's favorite version, and now mine, is by Marty Goetz, a Jewish-American songwriter and singer. See the end of article for this wonderful song. The words, as I said, powerfully resonate within my spirit. Perhaps that's because of my advancing age toward the hereafter. However, I believe it to be more and more a God-prompted reminder of just how near I am to facing the Lord Jesus Christ in that glorious, twinkling of an eye instant of rapture. It might just be a heads-up alerting us to how near all believers, dead and alive, are to looking into Christ's omniscient eyes at any second and standing before Him to be judged for rewards and crowns at the Bema, the judgment seat of Christ. The lyrics of Goetz's song, based on the words of the following psalm, are doubly meaningful to those who look for Christ's soon return. Scripture indicates we should realize the time is drawing near when we will stand before Him. Thus, we should ask to be totally aware and living righteously every conscious second of our lives. So teach us to number our days, that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. Return, O Lord, how long? And let it repent thee concerning thy servants, Psalms 90, 12-13. The days each of us has been granted are indeed numbered in God's heavenly accounting system. God's word puts it this way. And as it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this the judgment, Hebrews chapter 9 verse 27. The Creator of all things measures everything with unerring precision. We're told that every star is named. Every hair on our heads is numbered. Each and every created order is accounted for. The heavens are stretched and measured. The Creator intimates that He is aware of each grain of sand. His omniscience is without error. There is no place that He isn't there. Thinking on asking this great God to teach us to number our days brings to mind, in considering His dealing with rebels down throughout the millennia, His judgment against disobedient humankind. The thing that stands out to me is that His judgment is measured. We see this truth time after time. He always shows divine patience. He never changes His mind about not being willing for anyone to perish but wanting all to repent. Consider the time of Sodom and Gomorrah and the Lord talking with Abraham about measuring the sins of the people of Sodom. The Lord had obviously been patient but now came down Himself to assess the wicked city's sins. Finally, when not even 10 righteous people could be found, His judgment fell, after He removed Lot and his daughters to safety. Consider how He dealt with Pharaoh in the days of the great Exodus. His judgment was measured, each succeeding plague became more punishing until the Israelites were free to go. Think of Babylon and the wickedness there. God had finally had it after years of Belshazzar's evil doings. God's divine measurement system was on full display and was visible for all to see as His own hand wrote on the wall. And this is the writing that was written, mean, tekel, upharsin. This is the interpretation of the thing, mean. God hath numbered thy kingdom and finished it. Tekel. Thou art weighed in the balances and art found wanting, Daniel chapter 5 verses 25-27. Almighty God measures and numbers everything. All is under His all-seeing eye and His omnipotence. We are made in His image. He wants us to number all things in our lives and measure our actions so we will be accounted worthy when we stand before Him in judgment. We're told to judge ourselves in this regard so we won't have to be deemed unworthy by Him. For if we would judge ourselves, we should not be judged, 1 Corinthians chapter 11 verse 31. The prophetic application is that God's measured judgment system is weighing all that is going on at this very moment. We are witnessing warnings of coming judgment because this world of rebels is being weighed in the balances and found wanting. Still, the heavenly assessment is measured slowly, deliberately. God is still not willing for anyone to perish, but He wants all to come to repentance. But judgment and wrath are on the way, make no mistake. And when they come, it will be the most destructive justice ever delivered. For then shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time, no, nor ever shall be. Matthew chapter 24 verse 21. Even during that most horrific time of all human history, the judgment and wrath will be measured carefully and precisely. There will be 21 specific judgments to call humanity to repentance while devastating those filled with anti-God rebelliousness. The 7 seals, 7 trumpets, and 7 bowls of God's wrath will incrementally rain down God's holy and righteous anger in measured degrees. You don't want to be on this fallen sphere when that judgment falls. God wants us to number our days. and live them through Holy Spirit indwelt righteousness. This means you must be reconciled, made righteous under God's way of salvation. Here again is how to make sure you go to Christ when He calls, whether through death or in the rapture, which we believe can happen at any moment, considering all the signs that are manifesting. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised Him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Romans chapter 10 verses 9-10.